Hi everyone, I'm Julian from My Late Night Podcast.
And I'm Lorena.
And welcome back to the fifth episode of My Late Night Inbox. So, today we'll be talking about acne positivity. But first,
how are you?
Well, I'm quite good actually, because Christmas is coming, you know, the holidays are coming. And so I'm quite excited to have a little feast, but within my own.
Yeah, respecting the COVID measures and stuff like that. No, I agree. Yeah, I agree. I am definitely looking forward to the holidays and just, you know, taking
receiving
some time
some
off.
Gifts? No.
Yeah, of course. And spoiling yourself as well. So I hope all of you who are listening are doing great. If you're a little stressed, you know what our rule is here. If you're stressed, get that bottle of wine. Okay? Okay. Or eat some chocolates, whatever you do. Whatever makes you happy, do that. Take care of yourself. And that's what we're going to talk about today as well.
Yeah, exactly. Taking care of yourself also includes taking care of your skin, which is what we are going to talk about today, but mainly on acne positivity and how acne influences your life and your mental state. So get your seatbelts fastened, because we're going in for another wild ride today.
Ready for takeoff! Okay. So we want to start this episode with our own, you know, personal stories and how we may have struggled with acne or just general skin issues. Well, for me personally, I have suffered from acne pretty much I'm not saying my whole life, but it started when I was a teen and now I'm 22 years old and I still suffer from acne. There have definitely been times where it was really bad, and then at times it was, you know, under control. And I'm not saying that I have cystic acne, because I know a lot of people out there, you know, they have it worse. They really, you know, it really hurts them as well. They're really in pain because their skin is in such a bad flare up. I've never experienced that, but we all know how when your skin is bad, that really takes a toll on you. Well, at least it does to me, because, you know, I have acne, or I do not have perfectly clear skin. I am proud of my skin right now because I feel like I figured out what I'm doing. And that's the thing. We could recommend you products and stuff that we're using, but everyone's skin is so, so different. And some products you may like, but others you may not. So I do think that skincare really is doing a lot of research, experimenting, but not too much, because I did that and my skin barrier was fucked. Believe me, it was. But, you know, it takes, you know, it does something with your self-confidence, and it also can trigger a lot of anxiety. At least I experienced that. And I think a lot of people out there do as well. And I remember sometimes when my skin was really, really bad, people would point out my acne, and that would make me so, so sad, actually. And it would kind of make me mad, because it was like, I have a mirror. I know I have acne. You don't have to point it out all the time. So it can get a little bit frustrating, but I do know that people, they mean no harm when they're like, oh, you know, how come you have like so much acne, or your skin is so red or irritated? They mean no harm by that, but still, because you're constantly thinking about it and you're constantly in your head, you're like, oh, people are looking at my skin. People are looking at my acne. And then when they say something like that, that you actually like, you know, you're like, okay, I was right. They are looking at my skin constantly. So really it takes a toll on your mental state at times. I don't know how you feel about that, or how you've experienced acne in general.
Well, I can definitely agree with you on almost every aspect of what you've said. However, I'm going to clarify my specific acne story a bit further. So, I've never had too bad of a skin type, I would say. So, it's always been rather okay. You know what I mean?
Normal,
It
yeah.
was balanced, but there were certain times, not in my teenage years, but in my late teenage years and in the beginning of my 20s, that I just noticed that I couldn't eat whatever the fuck I wanted. Basically, when I ate dairy or when I ate certain fats, I just instantly got pimples the day after when I ate certain types of food, which is very, very annoying, obviously. Just when I went to grab an ice cream or something, a few days later, I would get pimples on my forehead and only on my forehead, like nowhere else. But yeah, back to the skincare story. So in my teenage years, I didn't really use anything, as bad as that may sound. I just
Same.
washed my face with water, and sometimes I put on my mum's day cream or
Or
moisturizer.
Nivea. Oh
Yeah,
my God, so
exactly.
bad.
I still have it in my bathroom cabin.
You know, it's more so a body cream, I guess, but we were so freaking retarded back then. And I even like when I went to the US, I bought like tubes of the St. Ives scrub, apricot scrub. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, but you weren't used to it back then,
No, I know.
so
Okay, but you have to finish your story because we're
yeah.
all over the place.
So I'm going to refer back to what I said before. So when I was in my teenage years, I didn't really use anything at all because I just didn't have anything on my skin. It was quite normal. And it's funny because when I look back at certain pictures of when I was 16 or 17, my skin looked flawless as fuck, and I didn't even do anything, you know?
Damn, lucky.
But so in my late 20s, no, in my late teenage years, that's what I'm meaning, referring to. I started to notice that my skin got very, very oily, like out of control oily. My mum would, from time to time, point out that my forehead is very shiny when I step into a light or something. So I didn't know what to do. So at 18, I started buying, I don't know if you know the brand, but it's like Simple, a simple cleanser.
Oh, yeah.
It's the green tube, green and
Yeah.
white tube.
Yeah.
So I just started using that, which went great because it's not that bad of a product, you know.
No.
And then I also used the Simple moisturizer, a basic one. And then only in the summer, I used an SPF.
Sunscreen.
Yeah.
Oh my God, scandalous.
And
We all know.
I used the blue Nivea bottle.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that
Yeah,
SPF.
but we all did. I guess we all did. I used, at least I remember that I used like Nivea, but not even like the basic blue tube or the blue boxy thing, whatever. I use like the white one, like the thick one. The actual
You
body
did.
cream, I guess. Yeah. So I was pretty much clueless. I think we all were. And thank God for skincare and TikTok and YouTube nowadays.
Yeah,
But
exactly.
I think it's great that you mentioned that when you eat certain stuff that you do get a breakout because that's a thing. We do want to talk about skincare, but skincare is also taking care of your body on the inside, not just external. But and that's the thing, you know, a lot of foods trigger breakouts, definitely when you're sensitive and when you're acne prone. When it comes to me, like when I drink soda, when I eat chocolate, when I eat greasy stuff, I tend to get breakouts. And you know, other people are more lucky, I guess, but you have
Yeah,
to deal with
I've
it. You have to deal
literally
with it.
always been so jealous of certain people yeah. that just don't do anything except washing their face with
but
water.
I do think that if you do nothing, it'll catch up to you
within like 20 years.
Yeah, I do think that, because if you're not applying SPF, if you're not moisturizing, if you're not cleansing properly, I do think that that will you know, that will show in the near future. So I mean,
I definitely hope so for them.
Oh my God.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh no. Okay. But if you're not using anything, that's not a bad thing. But maybe do consider just protecting yourself, wearing SPF and using a basic cleanser.
Yeah. Those two products are vital.
Yeah, they are definitely, because, you know, it's not just about aging or pigment hyperpigmentation, because those things, when you wear SPF, those things can, you know, protect you. The SPF can protect you, and it's also about skin cancer too. And that's, you know, we all know that's so freaking dangerous, so
especially
protect
for white
yourself.
People. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. And you know, even for darker people of color, they need
for
to protect
too.
Themselves too, because yeah, they suffer from a lot of hyperpigmentation as well. But no, it's also important to take care of yourself on the inside, and you know, try to watch what you're eating. Drink a lot of water. I don't drink enough water. Julia knows this about me. At all, I'm the worst when it comes to drinking
water.
But maybe, you know, with us females, it could also be hormonal. At least for me, it was very much the fault of my hormones, because I started with birth control. I went on birth control when I was like 13 or something. So I did that because I already suffered from acne when I was like 12 or 13. So my dermatologist was like, oh, okay, you know, I tried this cream, the cream didn't work, and I don't think my acne was that bad that I had to go on like Accutane or stuff like that. So she's like, okay, maybe you should just try a birth control. I did that until pretty much now. But I switched, you know this, right? I switched like maybe 1.5 years ago. I switched from birth control pills to an IUD. And an IUD messed me up big time.
But did you get a copper one or the hormonal one?
I think it was a hormonal
if
one.
If you get the copper one, I don't think there will be as many consequences for your hormones.
Yeah, but I'm pretty much traumatized, because when they, you know, placed the IUD inside of me, I was in so much pain. I was literally, because I think my pain tolerance is, you know, I'm not saying really, really high, but pretty high. But I started crying. I couldn't even hold back tears. So I'm so freaking traumatized. And then my skin was really bad. So I think my body in general had a really bad reaction to the IUD, because my skin was red. I had, you saw pictures of me, right? Because my acne was so bad. So bad. It has never been, it was never even that bad. Like when I got my IUD, my skin freaked out, and I was like, no, I'm not dealing with this. I took the IUD out. I switched. I went back on the birth control pills, and now I'm off birth control for a month.
Like completely?
Completely, because, you know, I just wanted to know, because I had these mood swings, my skin. I was like, I really want to know how my body is going to react, because I've been on birth control and birth control in general for almost 10 years. And
that's
I'm only 22 years old. Yeah. So yeah, here we are. And I have got to say, I'm doing great. Knock on wood. I'm literally knocking on wood right now. Yeah, I'm doing great. I think my skin is definitely healing. I still have a lot of hyperpigmentation from the acne, and I had the bad habit of picking my skin. And I recommend, if you're listening to this podcast and you're like, oh my God, I do the same damn thing, please buy yourself some pimple patches. We're recording this podcast right now and I have pimple patches all over my face. Well, only two, but still. So, you know, it's personal. Skincare is personal, but definitely take care of yourself on the inside. If you're a woman, get everything checked out. Definitely when it comes to like the hormonal situation.
So when it comes to skincare in general, what I wanted to add on my own story, to my own story, is that I just recently started, and with recently I mean I think the beginning of 2020. Yeah.
Really?
I started to read about it, learn about it,
yeah,
stuff like that, but mainly because of TikTok. And I think that in general the world has learned a lot from certain skincare influencers that definitely. I started to watch as well.
Mm-hmm.
That I definitely learned a lot from them, because I do feel like I figured out what my own skin likes right now, which is mm-hmm. plain ingredient lists.
Oh yeah, you
know, plain things.
Oh, no fragrance.
I mean, to a limited extent.
Yeah, of course.
But it's just like the hyaluronic acid, then a moisturizer, yeah. SPF. That's it.
Done.
Yeah.
And by the way, you guys, his skin looks flawless. Beautiful. Like a baby's butt cheeks. But beautiful.
It's just because it's only as of recently, because that's never been the case, that my skin has been spot free. Like, totally spot free. That's never been the case. I've mm-hmm. always had tiny things, tiny bumps here or there. Yeah. Which is, by the way, very normal.
It's normal, yeah, of course. I think, yeah, we live in a day and age where I think it's great that a lot of people normalize this stuff, because, you know, we see everything photoshopped and filtered, and you think that every single celebrity or influencer out there doesn't even have one pore on their freaking face, which is not the case.
No.
Not at all. I'm the first one to tell you, like, I mean, believe me, I look great on my Instagram pics, but my skin is not perfect at all. I have a lot of discoloration. I suffer from, still suffer from pimples or a little bit of acne here and there. So don't let these people fool you. But I do think it is great that this skincare hype started in 2020, because it definitely made a shift where a couple of years ago it was only makeup, and you could see, you know, those videos of people with acne hiding everything with foundation, which is mm-hmm. not bad. You know, you have to do whatever makes you feel good, but I do think it's important that we start this conversation about taking care of your skin and more so focusing on
removing the actual
problem. Yeah, itself, yeah, instead yeah, of
hiding
true.
It up, covering yeah. it up.
True.
I feel like when I have pimples, I only just used my mom's concealer to
put
a little circle around mm-hmm. it and then tap it in just to get rid of the redness. But mm-hmm. I didn't really use makeup, which I felt gave me even more skin problems.
Yeah,
but
true.
That's why I started actually using skincare in mm-hmm. general, because I just wanted to have a normal face for one time, because all those people around me with their flawless faces doing nothing at all.
It's intimidating.
Sometimes it is, yeah, because we all know this one instance in which you have to go to a certain event
mm-hmm.
and then your skin's doing great a few days before, and then the day of the event itself.
Yeah.
You
I know what you're talking about.
Turn red. You have giant pimples coming
like
through.
Like the Mount Everest growing on your freaking face.
And then you're just like, well, what the fuck do I do now?
Yeah, and that's true.
And as
But
sad as it may seem, sometimes I did want to stay home just because I have pimples.
yeah, because you're embarrassed. I get that. I feel the same way, and I'm glad that we're talking about this and actually doing an episode on this, because I think we can all resonate with this, where, you know, well, at least for me, whenever I was, you know, 12, 13 years old, I think it was 13 years old, I started wearing makeup. So I already started wearing foundation and stuff like that. I began hiding my skin or my skin issues when I was super, super young, actually. And now, during this quarantine and, you know, this whole pandemic, I'm not wearing foundation at all. I usually wear like tinted SPF or maybe a little concealer to hide like a spot or here or my bags, whatever. But I've went so, so minimal with my makeup, and I'm actually really proud of myself.
Yeah, I wanted to
And
ask, are you enjoying it?
I am. I definitely am. And I do know that, even though when I, you know, when I go outside or when I still go to work, you know, people can see my skin. People can still see my discoloration, my acne spots. And that's fine. I mean, I'm like, whatever, who cares? I don't want to hide it anymore. And I know people, you know, even if you hide it, most of the times it's still visible. You know what I mean? Makeup can hide discoloration, but when you have like texture and bumps, sometimes it draws even more attention to those areas or problems, or those issues in general. But you have to do whatever makes you feel good. But I hope you know that you're definitely not alone when you feel bad about your skin, or when you're suffering from anxiety and you're like, just like Julian said, I don't want to go outside, or I don't want to leave my house because I'm embarrassed. It's okay to feel that way. I mean, it's not okay, because it's really sad, actually, but you're not alone. We all go through this from time to time. Unless you're that one person who has clear skin all day, every day, then F
Well,
you. No, I'm just
yeah,
kidding.
exactly.
No, I'm just kidding. We're not skin shaming over here, okay?
So, another trend that we have been seeing in the skincare world is celebrities launching their own products, you know, their own
Oh,
skincare lines. Pretend
yeah.
to be dermatologists, pretending to be scientists. And obviously, we all know that there are real scientists working for them. But
Sometimes.
it seems as if they just want to hop on the hype wagon of skincare, have some more gain, as if they aren't rich enough already, and then pretend like, oh, this is my secret ingredient. This is why I look 12 instead of 50.
J-Lo,
Yeah, olive oil.
let's just,
Hey,
yeah,
exactly.
let's just say it, because I don't know if you've guys seen this, but J-Lo, has it already launched? I'm not sure,
No, it hasn't.
but she's coming out with her skincare line, and you know, there's this whole drama. Well, it's not really drama, kind of is.
Just some
There's
buzz,
a
I'd say.
lot of backlash from the skincare community on YouTube, TikTok, dermatologists. You know, so many professionals were like, because J-Lo was like, oh, so many people. Oh, I love J-Lo, by the way, so I'm so
Yeah, so
sorry,
do I, but
but I do not agree with her on this
on
one. I
this
do
one,
not
no.
like this at all, because she was
It's
like,
just that
yeah, go ahead.
so many people are doing the same thing over and over again. And at this point, I guess we're just all completely over the bullshit.
Yeah, we
I
are,
mean, I hope so.
and overly lies as well. Because who are you kidding? Actually, who do you think you're kidding? Because we're not stupid. Because she's like, oh, everybody who, you know, who has been following me for so many years, They are wants all wants to know what my secret is and what I put on my skin or how I take care of my skin. I think literally almost nobody was asking. That's just like the oldest trick in the book. Every single influencer is like, you know, a lot of you guys have been asking to blah, 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 blah. No, you know, people.
A lot of my inner demons have been asking.
Yeah, pretty much. And she's like, so, you know, my secret is olive oil and SPF. And I was like, olive oil? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, she basically said, my mom used to say when I was little, you know, come child, come to me. I'll put some olive oil on your face and that'll preserve your beauty. That'll preserve your beauty. But it doesn't.
It doesn't. I mean, it could work for her, but there are a lot of people out there who have acne-prone skin and that could mess their skin up big time.
Well,
I
looked it up and apparently olive oil is not that bad for your skin.
Well, it's not that bad, but then I saw a video of Cassandra Bankson, and we will link a lot of skin influencers on our post on IG. And she said that olive oil is not that great, definitely when you're acne prone. And you know, olive oil could be great as a cleanser, as an oil cleanser, because afterwards you wash it off with a water-based cleanser. Mm-hmm. Then that's great, but just to leave it on, that could cause a lot of issues for a lot of people. So she pretty much goes on to say, no, I have never done Botox or fillers. I'm just not that person. So it pretty much comes off as if she's shaming people who get fillers on Botox. So I'm like, girl, are you kidding me? Because you're not telling me that your face, all of that is just because you've used SPF and olive oil. I'm not, because I know I saw some videos of dermatologists and specialists, you know, zooming in on her skin, and her skin is very much flawless. But when you look at her chest shows normal aging, which is beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful. Wrinkles. Yeah. So maybe she hasn't used Botox. Maybe something else.
Maybe she went to an esthetician and got
an esthetician.
Microneedling.
Microneedling. There's so much stuff. You can literally get like your own what's it called? Like the blood cells, the blood, and it gets like shut in your, I don't know. It's like really weird, but it actually helps apparently. There's so many stuff that these celebrities can do because they have so much money that us normal people can, and that can make a big difference. And you know, us regular people, we do not do these types of things. Well, at least I don't. So I'm like, a lot of people are pretty much pissed off because they're like, hey, you know, if some people are asking about this for so many years, why are you coming out with your secrets just right now before a skincare launch? That's a little weird, you know, because, and that's where I do not agree with the way she has handled this whole situation. But however, on a more positive note, Pharrell Williams has come out with a skincare line called Human Race, I guess.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, apparently that skincare line is really, really good.
But
so
is it expensive or is it cheap?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't checked the prices yet, but it's like a gender neutral skincare line. And I think that's amazing. Pharrell Williams is amazing. I love him so much. I love J-Lo as well, by the way. But yeah, apparently Human Race, I think it's called Human Race, is really, really good. So, you know, there are positives, there are negatives when it comes to these celeb skincare lines.
Yeah, but just to go on this theme of gender and skincare, you know, the link between those two.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I just wanted to say that using skincare is not only for women, you know,
no.
To all the boys or men out there that are listening, you know, the 60%, apparently, I've looked it up, that listen to this podcast, 60% is male. So very surprising, isn't it? But still, I just wanted to say, God damn it, use your sunscreen, and then before you go to sleep, please wash it off. That's all you have to do. That's literally all you have to do. You're not being female when you're using a cream or you're using a sunscreen on your face. No, you're just being protective of your own health. I think it's important that you do know the consequences of the things you're doing to your skin right now, because maybe it doesn't show right now, but maybe it will within 10 years. You don't know. Maybe you will be the lucky one, but still. So I do want to point out that skincare is gender neutral.
It always has been.
That too, but as there is still a lot of stigma around it.
Yeah, true. And we have to be honest, because, you know, the marketing that has always, been made about, you know, skincare and stuff like that has been very feminine.
It's so remarkable because you literally always see women on the television.
Yeah.
Using hyaluronic acid filler, whatever the fuck. But it's never men, never.
No, it's very stigmatizing. That's true. And, you know, and the thing is that taking care of your skin is just basic hygiene. It's being, you know, it's just hygiene. It's
washing your asshole.
or just, I was going to say brushing your teeth, but if you want to wash your asshole, if you want to make that comparison, that's great. Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
True. But it's true though.
But literally, straight men are like washing everything except their fucking butthole.
I'm sorry, but this is so freaking funny. I wash my
butthole. I'm not referring to you. Certain people you know.
I forgot. What is this episode about even?
Well, we'll go back to skincare.
Yeah, back to skincare, not buttholes. Okay, I don't even know what to say anymore. God.
Well, I guess it's time for a little interlude, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you're right. So, you guys, this was our episode about acne, skin issues, you know, the whole skincare community, basically. And on our Instagram post on our, Instagram, just like I said, oh my God, I'm still thinking about the asshole. I'm sorry. You know, on our latest Instagram post about episode 5, we're actually linking a bunch of skinfluencers that we really, really like. So you could check them out and, you know, learn more about skincare and just do some research. I think a lot of people are going to love it and they're going to be like, it's a whole new world. And that was me singing really badly. Okay. But there's also this hashtag acne positivity. And you can follow that as well, with a bunch of people sharing their skin stories and pictures of their real skin. And I think that's beautiful. So really embrace yourself, take care of yourself, make sure you're healthy, and make sure you're doing stuff that makes you feel good, because that's the most important thing. And that's the main thing that we want you to take away from this episode. So if you've liked this, you know what to do. Give us 5 stars or 4. Don't you dare give us 3, because we're...
Four and a half
is good as well. So leave that review and like us on Instagram. And if you have any recommendations on some podcasts or episodes you want to hear in the near future, let us know, DM us, and we'll hear you or see you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Bye.